Hey, everybody. Welcome to Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of not only this podcast, but Eat It Alike with Jesse Blanco is a television show. Remember those? Find that every weekend on WJCL, where we talk about the food scene like you can or will in this area. Been doing so for a decade and a half. On the other end of this media entity here is Margaret. We call her Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Better late than never on a Tuesday morning instead of Mondays with Maggie. It's a special Tuesday edition. That typically means either one of us was out of town or it was a juicy weekend, capital J. Which was it for you?
Juicy weekend, capital J. All the graduation shenanigans.
Yeah, that's good. You know, it's funny you bring up graduations because I have been kind of, you know, I'm a hopeless romantic. I love seeing the joy in everything and smiles and happiness and all of that stuff. And so I've been touched the last 2 weeks by the amount of caps and gowns and ballyhoo that I've seen on social media. 2 weekends ago when I was down in St. Augustine, it was a commencement for Flagler College there. So as we were running around downtown St. Augustine, you'd see families and big families, small families, you know, a mom and dad, maybe a little sister with their big brother. And not to get too deep and silly about this, but those scenes, mom, dad, little sister, big brother who's about to graduate college, that shot tells a story. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And I get caught up in that and I see, oh, wow, there's one woman with a girl who's in a cap and gown. Does that mean she's a single mom? Does that mean dad had to work? Does that mean dad's out of town? Does, you know, all of these thoughts I see, every picture tells 1,000 stories. And so with that, and I had another friend who walked at LSU last week, and then in the Facebook feed, and I'm way talking about this more than matters, but it's funny you say graduation shenanigans because my daughter graduated a year ago, so all of the memories came up in Facebook and all of that stuff. It was a really cool week for me last week, just seeing everybody's joy that I experienced last year. And you did this.
I agree 100%. You know, as president of the Hilton Head Prep Alumni Association, on Friday morning at the senior breakfast, I, as president on behalf of the board, inducted my 22nd class of seniors into the Alumni Association since I started that tenure 22 years ago.
That's pretty awesome.
I don't even write a speech anymore. I just get up there and I say the same thing every year.
Yeah.
And it's just cool. And then we have a lot of students who have parents who were also graduates of the school. So those are legacy students. Their parents come and you see the joy on their faces. Yeah. And again, same thing. You wonder what's their story, you know?
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. So a wonderful weekend. I had one too. I think I mentioned to you a couple of weeks ago, I went to a wedding for my dear friend, Lauren Bryant. This past weekend, I had my second wedding. This coming up Memorial Day weekend, I have my third wedding in the month of May. I haven't been to a wedding in a few years, many years, and all of a sudden I had three in the month of May. So the eating and liking on the island has been slim pickings for me.
Me too.
You too? Sometimes it be like that. Isn't that a country song?
Sure. If it's not, it should be.
Yes, I think it is. I don't know. I don't do country. But you did make it to brunch.
I did.
On the weekend?
Yes, you know, my bestie Beth. Shout out to Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Her family invited me to go with them. Their son, Anders, is the last of their four to graduate. So we went after graduation. We went and had brunch at Link's. In Harbortown, one of our favorite places with my favorite waiter, Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
The bottomless mimosas and bottomless Bloody Marys. Wonderful brunch selections as well as lunch. So you can order off either menu on Saturdays.
Bottomless mimosas? Pause. Bottomless mimosas.
Bottomless.
Are you telling me something that you'd rather not be telling me, Margaret?
Actually, I chose a Bloody Mary, but I only had one because it was a busy day. I had to go show property after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So brunch was good? What'd you have?
I had their classic Benedict with English muffin, obviously. Prosciutto, very soft poached egg with hollandaise. It was classic. And cheesy grits.
Do you prefer cheesy grits or plain grits?
I like cheese in my grits. I like my grits to be cooked in milk or a combination of cream and water. That makes them creamier, and that's how they do it there. They didn't come with cheese. I said to Chuck, shouldn't I have cheese? And he was like, oh, yes, you should have cheese. Uh-huh. So I had cheese.
So you do prefer cheese grits?
I do.
One time, I spent 2.5 years working in El Paso, Texas. And, obviously, it's on the border with Mexico, and there's a big surprise. Mexican influence there. Well, there was a potluck dinner, I guess, at the TV station where I was working at the time. And everybody brings their version of chili con queso. It's all Mexican. Everybody, 90% of the people, if not more, are all of Mexican descent. And so it's a wonderful, some of the best I've ever had. Let me just put that out there, number one. But me, you know, being from this part of the country, I said, I'm not going to make more Mexican food. Let me bring something completely different to this first one. And so I made smoked Gouda, green onion, and bacon grits.
Yes.
Because, you know, I put it all out there to offer something that was different. And it's obviously, I'm bringing it up now. This was almost 17, 18 years ago. The reaction from people who were looking at it didn't know what it was. I saw one lady, no joke, Maggie, I'm looking for something to kind of impersonate a spoon. But let's just say this pen is the spoon. Saw the lady serve herself a little bit like this. And I'm watching her across the thing at the other picnic table. And I watch her go like this. Like, really? Really? It wasn't peppery. It didn't bite her, but she jerked back like it was a monster. It was just grits. So I found it interesting and fascinating at the same time that different regions and all of that stuff would react differently to different foods. Didn't think it would quite get that reaction, but very interesting. Anyway, so we move on and are you ready for summer?
I'm ready. I'm bracing myself.
Bracing
for the traffic, and the heat, and all the things.
You pick up a new two-piece for beach days?
Whoa. No, but I did get I got a couple of new one-pieces. I'm in the one-piece portion of my life. Yes.
Okay. Very good. Yes. Just like I gave up the Speedo portion of my life a whole long time ago.
And I've also embraced swim dresses.
What is that?
It's kind of a bathing suit, but it kind of has, it's a dress.
And Yeah.
And they're really wonderful. I like to put those on because I walk the beach. I walk like 5 miles, right, three times a week or whatever. And it's just perfect because it kind of covers you a little better, but you can still get the sun on top without having a t-shirt on.
How often do you actually go into the water here?
Hardly ever. Hardly ever. I am much more accustomed to jumping off a boat and swimming around in the water than I would be to just get into the surf.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. As you know, I prefer boating over actual sitting on the beach.
Yes, yes. I get it. And if I can't see my feet, I'm not going in.
Which is the case. We have murky water.
Right. Won't happen, Captain. I think it's some of the prettiest beaches on the East Coast here in the island, but not doing the water. So all of that said, you have plans for the weekend?
I do. So my daughter, Ellery, is going to be in Greece starting Thursday of next week. So I am going to go this weekend and help her get packed for that. She's going over to do a project with the Sea Turtle Preservation Company that she was there last year. And this year she's going and working a survey as part of her dissertation for her graduate school studies.
Very cool.
So she'll be gone for 6 to 8 weeks. And it's my last opportunity to get my hands on her.
Where in Greece?
Oh, you would ask me that. It's a remote kind of, so they literally, she takes a tent.
Oh, wow.
And a fan and a hammock. And she lives on the beach in a tent for the summer.
Alrighty then, with the turtles.
With
the turtles. That sounds like fun.
It is. She's magical. I mean, isn't that just the coolest thing?
Yeah. Especially in Greece, depending on where it is. Although a lot of the climate there on the islands, if she's going to the islands, it's kind of volcanic. Just a lot of rocks, not as many trees. Other parts of the country are very green and beautiful, but very volcanic. I have my third wedding, of the month of the year. I think I'm done with weddings, unless somebody out there I know happens to surprise everybody and get married. I don't know, but yeah, it's actually in Los Angeles, so. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah, my wife's final relative to get married is finally getting married. So, and we had about 2 months to plan for this. Like, okay, well, can I do that? Can I go there? Can I get away? Yeah. So we.
Sometimes you just have to take the time.
Yeah.
It's not a hop, skip, and a jump. I mean, recently I went to California and it was just like. The whole day, it seems like, to get there.
Yes. Well, we'll spend the entire day of Monday coming back, but it works out well for both of us because that's Memorial Day. So we will spend that traveling. So, yes, I'm looking forward to a couple of relatively quiet days in Los Angeles. I love L.A. As you may or may not remember, I was born there.
So yes, I do remember that.
Cosmic, I call it, connection to that area, so it will be a lot of fun. So we will not be here, obviously, next Monday. We will resume next Tuesday once again.
Take the day off.
Yes, to take the to discuss our adventures of the last weekend. Before we go, I want to remind everybody, or not remind, but I want to share with everybody something that we're doing here this summer with Eden Like It. First time I think we've ever done, I'm fairly certain, first time we've ever done an Eden and Like It dinner series.
Fun.
There's this beautiful mansion here along Forsyth Park, built in 1903. It's called 13 Secrets. It's a jewelry store downstairs. Beautiful, impeccable renovation. Took them 2 years to restore this beautiful space. And then upstairs, there's an event venue. And we hosted my supper club there this past Sunday night, 20 people. The food was done by the guys at Fish Bar Savannah, which is going to open around the 4th of July here in Savannah Starlight District. There was grilled fish. There was grilled summer vegetables. It was a feast you would have actually loved, Maggie.
I saw the pictures on Facebook. Everything looked really well done. Yeah.
It was beautiful. And so we're doing a summer dinner series, two more dinners, both on Sundays, July 20 and August 24th. You can find more information about that in the events section of eatitandlikeit.com. It's right there in the middle of the homepage. If anybody would like to join us, these are going to be some really, really swanky events. And probably the most swanky that we've ever done, but I'm very, very excited about it. We have one chef, second one TBA. I'm hoping to convince a mutual friend of ours to come and do it, but we will see. We will leave names out of it.
I know who it is.
I know you know who it is. That's why I said it the way I said it. So we will see. I'm going to hat in hand and lower lip, flipped out, have that conversation with said person this week. We will see how that goes. Yeah, exactly. Hat in hand or hat on backwards. With me, you never know. So I'm hoping. Anyway, if anybody's interested in learning more, it's going to be beautiful. I can say that beyond the shadow of a doubt. Middle of the homepage, the event section of eatitandlikeit.com. Both dinners are listed there. And access to tickets if you want to grab some seats. We are limiting to 20. So with that said, we're going to get out of here. However, first, are you busy in the summer usually with real estate?
our selling season, our biggest selling season is spring.
Right.
So that's why I've been running around with my hair on fire, as you know, for the last
few years. I've noticed, yeah.
Summer is a little bit slower, right. You know, because we have 40,000 rental properties on the island that are 100% at capacity. So it's a lot harder to show property. And when people do come here in the summertime, they are focusing on their family and their vacation. But it is time for us as realtors to sort of get organized and regroup and then get our make our listing phone calls for those interested in selling in the fall season, which is also kind of the time when we start moving property until about Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving and Christmas are very slow. January, February is time to ramp up for spring. So, yes, having said all that, I'll have some time this summer to have some downtime.
That's good. How many calls, because I'm sure you get them, how many calls a month would you say you get over June, July, August from people who are down here on vacation? Hey, I'm here on vacation with my family. They're going to, you know, the beach. I'd like to look at a couple of houses. Does that happen?
It happens. It does happen. But more times than not, they don't really want to take the time to look at something.
Right.
But they want to ask questions.
Right.
You know, they're realizing that they're having a really great vacation. And what does it look like for us if we bought something here?
Right.
Let me find a realtor.
Right.
And so, yeah, we do get a lot of phone calls like that. I do remember, I remember I went to London last year.
Yeah.
And like the first week of August, I was getting phone calls in London.
Wow. From people just curious, like,
I'm here
and it's so amazing. And I would bet 90%+ of those phone calls are just people wanting to talk out a fantasy.
Yeah. But it's, you know, we're a second home market. We are fantasy Holland. So 9 times out of 10 of my buyers, it's going to be a second home. So it's not a need, it's a want.
Right.
So, I mean, I've got clients set up and I'm on year 5. We're still, you know, either the time wasn't right or they're waiting for this or they want to retire for it. I mean, it's a long-term game.
Yeah.
It's not a short-term thing. So
Sounds good. Yeah, you got to play, obviously, you know. Answer any questions, do whatever, and, you know, if it leads to a sale 4 years later, well, you put your time there. So I get it.
Yeah, and I think the value in those conversations, the value to what I bring to them is not only a bit of a picture of what our market looks like currently, but the island's heartbeat, its lifestyle.
Uh-huh.
You know, this explaining how the different areas, you know, if somebody's looking for the Coligny Plaza type area, I would emphasize that. You know, that's got a different heartbeat and tells a different story than Sea Pines Resort.
Yep.
You know, so I think that's the value I try to bring.
I get it. Basically. Very good. Well, you enjoy your weekend. If I'm around, I will let you know. I'm leaving for my weekend on Thursday, but I might be around there tomorrow. We'll see. Not sure how much time I will have.
I have to
have that conversation that I mentioned a little bit ago. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, all right, we're gonna get out of here. Happy eating, save the pictures, and we will see you next week. Yeah,
sounds good.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. See you soon.